Chris, a bizarre end to that game. It seems you've won it, and then the referee blows for time. The linesman in front of me starts to walk off, but the game isn't over. Did that have any... Because Skem scored immediately afterward. Did that have any effect on the final result?
I think so. Yeah, I think my lad showed of, you know, some naivety at the end of the game, which I think we all thought that the referee had blown for full time, but, you know, it clearly wasn't. And unfortunately, we should have dealt with it on two separate occasions prior to it coming in the box. So Skem get a draw out of it, and that's what happens sometimes. But no, I was proud of the play. Second half, I thought we played really well.
It must have been very satisfying because, of course, Skem are from a division above you. A good test for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a good test to play teams from a higher level. I thought first half they were better than us. But once we got in at half time and addressed one or two things, I thought we were excellent. Created the better chances, clear cut chances, and I thought we should have wrapped the game up prior to the bizarre ending, really. I think Dave's header was clearly over the line. The linesman was unfortunately 12 yards behind play, and I think we're talking about officials again, aren't we, at the end of it all, really. But no, I'm proud of the players second half. We much more like ourselves, and we'll have to go again Tuesday now.
Well, the goal you scored was very nice, well worked goal, lovely header at the far post.
It was, you know, it's something we've been trying to do, and you know, have done on one or two occasions in the decent start to the season that we've had. I thought we worked it really well, and it was a fine finish, and totally deserved for me, because second half I thought we were the better side.
Is the season progressing as you expected? I know you expected to do well, but I think you're second in the table, you're unbeaten. It couldn't be much of a better start, could it?
No, I mean, obviously you're unsure as a manager when you make the next step, whether the group of players that you've had have not got that hunger and desire that they had last season to win what they did. We've added one or two new faces to it. They've fitted in remarkably well into the ethos of the club, and at this moment in time, we're going along nicely. There's lots to improve for us, without a doubt. You know, we're nowhere near the finished article, but overall, we've had a solid start, and we're looking to build on that.
You took Danny White off before half time. Anything the matter with him?
No, that was just purely tactical. For the last 15 minutes of the first half, and then as I say, once we addressed things at half time, we were much better second half.
Kelvin Lugston broke his ankle in midweek. How long's he last?
I don't think he's a break at the minute. I think they're unsure.
I'm just judging by the fact he looked well. That's what people were telling me in the crowd. But obviously,
no, he's not. He's got to go back to the hospital on Tuesday, and we'll see what they have to say at the minute. But he'll be a big loss for us if we have to lose him for a while, but you know, as you've seen today, we've got good strength in depth, and the lads have done quite well at the back today.
And you mentioned some of the new faces. I thought Aslam Holland put in a good shift today, ran himself ragged.
He did. He looked a threat all the time. I think he gets the crowd out of the seat, so to speak, and on the tiptoes when he picks and gets on the ball. He's had a fine game, the young man, so it's just a shame he couldn't cap it off with another one for us.
So as you say, go again Tuesday at Skelmersdale.
Well, that's what we have to do. You know, it's the same for both teams. You know, we'll see what the draw brings on Monday, and then we'll dust ourselves down and go again.
Okay, thanks.